If an unknown woman catches a man's eye, does he wonder if she would think he is too fat or too awkward? When the plane landed, I looked out of the window and spotted the luggage carriers scurrying around the plane. Most of them were quite husky, with round guts underneath their safety vests and large but tight t-shirts. Their bodies didn't bother them. They carried and lifted and showed the entire airport the roll of flesh hanging above their belts and the crack of their buttocks. I looked down at my phone and texted Randall that I had landed. I was looking forward to reconnecting with my husband and showing my kids how much I loved them. I had been away from them for a few weeks, but it felt as if a lot more time had passed. The boys had grown. Randall had lost some weight, and the flat looked more ragged than I remembered. The boys were happy but quiet when I got home. I kissed them, and I could tell from their scent that they had gotten older. Underneath the perfumed smell of laundry soap, there was less of the sweetness of childhood and more of the salty and slightly tangy sweat and hormones of teenagers. Our twins were right on the brink of adulthood, and it had been a long time since they had shared all of their thoughts with me. They thanked me for the football jerseys I had bought them and disappeared into their room. I watched them closing the door with a slight pang of sadness in my heart. They were heading away from me, and perhaps I had not enjoyed them enough while I was still an inseparable part of their lives. The first night with Randall was full of the intense intimacy that had been created by many years of living together. I dived straight down into the safe and uncomplicated pleasure of recognition. He knew exactly how he should move, when he should thrust inside me, and when he should pull out and take a break.